One other topic that sort of comes in before I ask you about treatment is imaging, particularly bone imaging. In what situations do you advise it, and what type of bone imaging?
So again, a very important question, Neil, and I just want to backtrack a little bit here because I think it was about 4 years back now where we redefined the criteria for symptomatic multiple myeloma. And in that IMWG guideline, we actually mentioned the use of imaging outside of skeletal surveys. So most of us have moved away from typical X-rays, and what we will typically do is either a low-dose CAT scan or a PET-CT scan or an MRI. So every smoldering multiple myeloma patient, before you say that they don't have bone disease, should have had one of these imaging modalities. And if they haven't had any evidence of bone disease, then you can truly call them smoldering multiple myeloma. If, on the other hand, they have evidence of any kind of focal lesion based on these more specific and, better imaging modalities, those are the ones you would then consider for active treatment with myeloma. As far as smoldering myeloma is concerned, at the time of diagnosis, we will recommend one of these imaging modalities. And then over time, there are no clear guidelines, but at least once a year, if you have a high suspicion of them progressing on to multiple myeloma, you should use one of these more sensitive imaging techniques to monitor their disease.